Ranks of the Blood Service. Blood Service Book 2. Read and written by Alan Ivers.
Prologue. Caldwell.
He had served with distinction for over 30 years. He had been awarded the Order of Sapphire for his service. He had weathered fire and poison, illness and deception. He had even been shot on 2 separate occasions. His knee still ached every morning, and whenever the weather turned. He could tell you if it was going to rain in exactly 3 hours and 44 minutes. But, in point of fact, it was more likely to be rain than sunshine these days. It would put the most positive man in a foul mood, aching constantly like that. And Minister Alvin Caldwell was not a particularly joyful man to begin with. In all his years, he had never seen such a miraculous display of pure incompetence. He scratched at his arm, picking at something under his sleeve. There might have been a dry patch of skin, or an old scab, flaking. The crusty edges of it, the slight pull on the skin. It felt more biting than it had the night before, with a touch of stiffness underneath. But it consumed his attention as he followed his aides to the skiff that morning. The 2 young boys kept to their vows, silent as the grave. But even they were on edge, a hum under their feet and into their flesh. They might have been positively bursting underneath it all, giggles and nerves. However, they held to their training. 13 years old would have been a tragic age to be expelled from the Academy Bellator. What would they do with themselves now if the Navy refused them? Even the ground underfoot held its tongue, refusing to report their footfalls. The hallway seemed to go on forever, beige carpets stained and furrowed by 1,000 feet. The walls were wallpapered flat colors, an earthen brown low and a faded blue high, divided by a faux dark wood molding. If there was a hell, Caldwell liked to think he was long since deep within its clutches. Fire and brimstone might have sounded like a just torture during simpler bygone eras, but to make pain last for an eternity? No. Pain numbed eventually. But banality only deepened with each successive day. Caldwell was thankful for this break from court intrigue and ceremony. Finally, something interesting. The skiff may have been the most important room in the ministry, but it looked like any other. No ornamentation, no signage or garish elegance. A simple guard stood posted next to the brushed metal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?